Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today will be taken from Psalm 1 and verse 3, and it reads, "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." A blessing is empowerment to prosper, increase, or succeed at a task, project, venture, or goal. This text is the view of a blessed man from God's perspective, and it is the outcome or the result of a life lived under certain conditions. It didn't just happen, because nothing just happens. If it is going to happen, it has to be made to happen. These conditions can be seen in the preceding verses. It first talks about what he doesn't do before talking about what he does. The blessed man doesn't sit in the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't take advice from ungodly people. The blessed man doesn't stand in the path of sinners. He doesn't fraternize with sinners. Finally, the blessed man doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. He is not given to talking arrogantly or boasting in his achievement or accomplishment. The blessed man's preoccupation is in delighting himself in the law of the Lord. To delight yourself in something or someone is to earnestly take pleasure, desire, or long for that person or thing. It is this extent and level of delight that prompts the need for meditation. If there is no delight, there be no meditation. One who delights himself in the Lord and in his law is someone who genuinely loves the Lord, not just for what he can give, but for who he is. This is the main drive and motivation for meditating in the law of the Lord, and the attendant results that follow his guided actions, resulting in all-round prosperity. The word meditate, as used in the preceding verse, means to imagine, to think, to mutter, to utter, to consider, to muse, to ponder, to reflect deep thoughts and devise. Your thought life is very important, because according to Proverbs 23 verse 7a, it says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." As a man thinketh, so he is. As a man thinks, so he is. Your thoughts are the seedlings of your reality. So, if you can change your thoughts, you can change your life as you know it. Your imagination is very active during meditation. Your imagination is like an internal organ that acts as a television screen where images can be projected upon from different channels. Meditation is like a projector that shoots the image on the screen. What you meditate on is what is going to be on the screen of your heart. Now, you get to choose thoughts that you focus on. You have to be very intentional in your thought life by choosing what to dwell on, because what you focus on is what you will multiply. As you make your choices on your subjects of meditation, put your imagination to work and see yourself becoming the object of your desire. Declare what you see consistently, and you shall have what you see. After a while, you will discover that you are like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever you do shall prosper. Hallelujah. For more, go to my Linktree account, Francis Ubeku. Francis Ubeku is a single word. Now let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you because of your plan for my life. I receive grace to step into it. I declare that I love you. I declare my everlasting love for you. I receive grace to meditate in your word day and night. As a result, I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in season. My leaf also shall not wither, and whatever I do shall prosper. I declare that I am a blessed man. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd like to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, please make this confession and declaration with me. Say, Father, I repent of my sins and I come to you today. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died for my sins according to the Scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I receive Jesus Christ into my life right now. Be my Savior and my Lord. I believe and confess Jesus Christ my Lord and personal Savior. According to your word, I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, Amen. Please contact us for next steps and spiritual support. For tips on leadership, wisdom, and inspiration, connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Subscribe, follow, rate, review, download, and share episodes of Daily Declaration Podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May He lift up His countenance upon you, and may He give you peace. In Jesus' name, Amen. I am Francis Gbeyeku. Bye for now, and God bless you.